Away, episode number 1. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Adrian. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled Playback Theater. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. Playback Theater was founded in 1975 in New Paltz, New York, by Jonathan Fox and Joe Salas and developed by the original troupe after being influenced by their experiences in the New York theater scene. True Story Theater is particularly committed to playback theater, which has its roots in applied theater and its unique approach to musical theater production. Playback theater often has therapeutic effects, but its focus is also on building community, healing individuals, and combining empathy and artistry, as it has often had therapeutic effects. This is a crucial area that communication practitioners must pursue. Effective public announcements go hand in hand with the stories of survivors, who repeatedly show that a neighbor's action can save a life. Community interactions reduce trauma before, during, and after a disaster, and, finally, it draws attention to the need for community organizations and schools to work with disaster stories while working on and staging scripts. When disaster narratives are produced for research purposes, layers of meaning are further uncovered and the potential social forces of history are revealed to an expanded audience. The understanding of disaster experiences is developed, and the stories develop a potential for social power. A specific method of performance is a strategy that results in actors performing the stories of the audience. Every viewer contributes to a true story and sees it played by an actor who tells the story in a way that encourages understanding of differences. The rest of the actors reenact this story, focusing on the emotions and tensions expressed. Playback Theater was founded in 1975 by two of the world's most famous playwrights, Jonathan Mankiw and David Hockney. It began in 1975 and has since been practiced in more than 30 countries and inspired by the work of greats such as William Faulkner, William Shakespeare, and John Steinbeck. The first Playback's theater company attracted people from all over the world to develop the craft in the USA, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Great Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Japan, and the Netherlands. Now an international phenomenon, there are over 200 Playback theater companies on 6 continents and over 200 of them in Great Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Japan, and the Netherlands. Here we introduce ourselves as part of a global community of playback theater practitioners from all over the world. One of the most important aspects of playback theater is being able to share the language of playback theater with friends, colleagues, family, friends of friends, and colleagues in other countries. Playback theater, now PTN, leads the participants to tell and stage true life stories for themselves. This get-together will give you a fun and satisfying taste of playback theater, and we hope you will join us for a few hours of fun, laughter, and learning. Playback is a form of theater in which real-life stories are brought to life through dialogue, movement, and music. The magic and creativity comes alive through improvised acting, movements, and sounds, and focuses on the essence of the characters in the story. Viewers share experiences from their lives, and these experiences are played back to capture the heart and essence behind the experience. Note that what you see is not your own story. It may be humorous or serious, but it is played. Over the years, the Pittsburgh Playback Theater Company has been used as a means of bringing people from different backgrounds closer together. Israeli Jews and Palestinians and acted as artistic directors when they came to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, since its inception, professional actors and directors have been members of the Pittsburgh Playback's Theater, the National Playback Theater Ensemble, which performed at the 2004 NCDD Conference, was founded by Lalani and Rashida Henry to integrate the principles of art, spontaneity, and authenticity to facilitate dialogue and foster cohesion and transformation within organizations and communities. By telling and playing stories, people discover and reinforce their common humanity and shared experiences. By combining music, dance, theater, poetry, music and visual arts, these performances create an interactive dialogue, build community and promote understanding. The team begins to play out the shared moments, feelings and stories, the boundaries of the conflict begin to dissolve, trust is built. Unknown terrain becomes safe and exciting, learning is supported, and the long story is told in a place where each narrator has a unique view of what is happening. We use a range of improvisation techniques to ensure sensitivity to the essence of each moment in history and to the individual needs and needs of each individual. At the end of a 90-minute performance, you can laugh, cry, get a fresh insight into your life, or experience a surprising connection with another audience. We invite the audience to stay afterwards in order to connect further, and usually people feel inspired by what they have experienced. All six actors listen to the story of their own personal experiences as well as the stories of their surroundings. This was Playback Theater, by the way, and this was episode number 1. My name is Adrian Bailey, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.